If you have your Bibles, you turn with me to the book of Malachi. Malachi chapter 3. We're going to deal with something that I think especially affects people who are really desiring to get closer to the Lord, and I trust you do this morning. If you want to grow in your relationship with the Lord, this is one of the common temptations Satan is going to throw at you to try to get you off track. And we know the devil's real. We know that his temptations are real. And we need to be aware of his devices, as the Bible talks about. Children of Israel had been established for a very long time. They had their rituals set down. They were in the temple. It was one of the wonders of the world. The amount of gold that was involved made it one of the richest places on the face of the earth. In Malachi, we find the Lord sending a man with a message to the people of Israel at that time because they had gotten so secure in their so-called religion that they were missing this relationship with God where they could really see themselves and they could see God. Instead, it was all just, this is what we do. And we do it because we're supposed to do it. And before very long, greed set in, pride set in. Just want you to see Malachi chapter 3 in verse 14. It says, "You've said, it is vain to serve God. What profit is it that we keep his ordinance, and that we walk mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered." That last verse, verse 15, pretty well describes the condition of the American church today. I'm not talking about this church, but churches in general, and I'm sure that the devil will try to tempt us here just as he does other churches. But he says the proud are considered happy. They that work wickedness are set up. They that tempt God are even delivered. Pride is a pretty serious thing. We look at Satan, we see that it led to his fall. But pride is a very deceptive thing, because it starts as a very small thing, kind of like a sore, a very small sore. But it contains MRSA virus. And before very long, that small sore can spread and eat both the inside and the outside, and just keeps on going. And it can involve an entire limb. It can involve a huge area of the human skin, and then go inside even further. That's kind of like what pride is. And it's something that most of us as Christians, mentally, we recognize pride's not good. Being proud isn't good because it sets ourselves up against the will of God, which says we should be humble. But at the very same time, if it disguises itself, if pride hides, like, hey, this is no big thing, then it could get away with things for a long time until we realize the damage has already been done. I want to ask us all a few questions this morning. I go through this myself, and I think it's an important thing to see where we really stand in our relationship with God. But right now, what is your value in God's eyes? If you were to leave this planet right now, would it really make any difference to God? You look back and you see a guy by the name of Elijah who had done tremendous amounts of things for the Lord. God used him. He was spirit-filled. He just got through embarrassing the prophets of Baal and then killing them. And he's there in the wilderness now saying, "God, take me home." Well, you could say, all right, there's a guy who has really accomplished things. Why wouldn't God take him home? I mean, would it make any difference? For God, it did. God had plans to keep on using him. And so he left him here. As a matter of fact, when Elijah climbed that mountain and waited for the Lord to speak to him, God chewed him out and said, "You have no business asking to leave yet, because I need you here. I want you here." And it's an important thing for us to realize. What difference would it make if Elijah was taken out? It would have made a difference. What if Moses had been taken away